Blog Talk Radio.
I popped down in my easy chair and turned on Channel 2. A bad gunslinger named Harry Reid was chasing poor sweet Sue. He trapped her in an old sawmill and he said with an evil laugh, "If you don't give me the deed to your ranch, the BLM will steal your land and I get half." And then he grabbed her, and then he tied her up, and then he passed bad legislation. And then along came Trump, deal-making Trump, hard-hitting Trump, fast-talking Trump. Along came America's hero, Donald Trump. Commercial came on, and so I got up to get myself a snack. You should have seen what was going on by the time that I got back. Down in Benghazi, trapped Americans were having fits. The Al-Qaeda Democrats said, "Death to America, we'll blow them all to bits." And then the boys called 911. Hillary answered the phone. She said, "The president's in bed. You're on your own." She left them to die, amen. And it wasn't even 3 a.m. We could have used El Trumpo. Deal-making Trump. Fast-talking Trump. Hard-hitting Trump. America's hero, Donald Trump. I got so bugged I turned it off and turned on the NBC show. But there was the same old bull shoot 'em up and the same communist rodeo. Comrade Obama was trying to stuff an Arab in a burlap sack. He said, "Your video is my out, and to jail you're going back." And then he grabbed him and then he called his DOJ. He said, "Keep him under wraps, now take that slime away. Don't let anyone hear what he has to say." But then along came Trump, deal-making Trump, hard-hitting Trump, fast-talking Trump. Along came America's hero, Donald Trump. So American boys and girls, the lesson for today is do not let the communists take your guns away. We need to be great again in strength and in extra pay. Only Donald Trump can save the USA.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. I had done that a while ago, and I thought I was going to do it for the first time, and then I checked in my archives, and I had done Along Came Trump. That's an old Coasters tune, used to be Along Came Jones. And that's when we all used to watch Westerns. Now the government will only let you play cowboys and communists. Okay, so we're doing a quick plug. This is a plug for Donald Trump. And that's all we're doing tonight is a salute to El Trumpo. The guy is standing up against rhinos, rhino rats, and Democrats. He is really on his own. You know, they try and make him look all powerful and almighty, and he's got billions behind him. But behind the scenes, guys like Reince Priebus are trying to take him down and pull the rug out from underneath him, pull out the Obama Persian rug from underneath him. So beware the rhino rat, a Democrat, or Democrat, as I call them, a media complex. The media is our number one enemy. It lies. You know, about 2 weeks ago, a rancher that had lost his ranch was taken away from him by the government. They cut them up in little pieces, death by a thousand cuts. They took an acre here and an acre there, and eventually he lost his ranch. And the saddest day of his life was he had to lay off 25 employees. And his brother found him in the office on his knees crying. So you would think that somebody would have a little compassion for this guy. And his name was Lavoy Finicum. But our great government ambushed him on a lonely highway. They set up, they got him from behind, and then they set up a roadblock. And he tried to go around the roadblock, and he got stopped in an embankment. He got out of the vehicle so that he would not draw fire on the passengers that were in the vehicle. And he got out and he distanced himself from the vehicle. He had his hand stretched out like he was on a crucifix, and they shot him in the back. They walked up and shot him in the back. They shot him in the front. They shot him in the back. And his wife says they shot him in the face. And if you look at the video, when he goes down, there are no bullets in the face. So if his wife is right about that, he was murdered, folks, and brutally murdered. But he's out of the news. He was out of the news the minute he hit the ground. And that's what this great cover-up media does. When the Democrats commit murder, whether it's abortion or leaving troops to die in the field, the media will cover it up. So, going back to along came Trump. No one was talking about any controversial issues until Trump came along. They were all playing mamby-pamby. So Trump says, build a big wall and Mexico pays. And the goslings, those are the little geese, yeah, say, we will build a wall also. But they didn't say it till Trump said it. Trump says, no Muslims in until we gain control and know what's going on. And the goslings say, what did Trump say? Trump says, we will make it richer for American business to build the USA, rebuild the USA. And the goslings say, what did Trump say we should do? Trump says, the strongest military on the planet, nobody messes with us. And the goslings say, women in combat should be allowed to breastfeed. Trump says, and no one owns me. The goslings say, the Academy Award is saying, the envelope, please. Trump says, you can't build a pipeline without eminent domain. Jebby Webby say, can't build a pipeline. My brother's baseball team built a stadium with eminent domain. Hey, I got an idea. Let's get our ideas from Trump presidency as soon as he defeats the rhino rats, the communist media, and the demo-comocrats. Beware the rhino rat, a democrat media complex. And that includes Fix News, whose saying used to be, we report, you decide. Now, with all the shenanigans, they've had to change the buzzwords to, we distort, you deride. And we all heard about that Beyonce of fiasco at nobody knew what that was, by the way. Everybody got suckered on that one. That was a Black Lives Matter disco. Yeah. And the NFL is looking real stupid to let that go on. And a tribute to Malcolm X. That's really not too bright, guys. You better get somebody that knows what entertainment is. You know, you're going to have, I feel sorry for the Carolina Panthers. Now they're going to be known as the Carolina Black Panthers. It is ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous that we would allow communists to take over the Super Bowl. How sad we are as a country. We really are. Folks, that's it. Donald Trump is in the Carolinas. Please vote for him. Give him your support. We're going to need him because the country is going to go through hell. You have no idea what's coming our way. And there are more people out there coming into this country that plan to kill you. Don't be surprised if you can't get into a mall with a baby carriage unless it's Kevlar coated. Don't be surprised if you have to take your shoes off to go into Burger King. Those days are coming. And you know why they're coming? Because we didn't do enough to protect ourselves, and now we're going to pay the fiddler. So I'm going to close with the Star Spangled Banner, and I want to thank Lady Gaga for a beautiful presentation of the Star Spangled Banner. Look at the difference between her and the Black Panthers. Lady Gaga was first class, and she did a beautiful Star Spangled Banner.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountains, majesty above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed His grace on thee, and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of rain, for purple mountains, majesty above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed His grace on thee, and He crowned thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea.
America, America, God shed His grace on thee, and He crowned thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. To that last part.
That's our show, folks. God keep you
safe.
Thank
you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. Thank you. That's fantastic.